I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking that the background is our current cultural situation. And in an age with internet, space travel, instant worldwide communication, that someone who lived 800 years ago would be totally irrelevant to the life we're living in today. But I suspect that you contend the opposite is true.
Opposite is absolutely true. I would say one of the things I do when I'm teaching a hard work of philosophy or hard work of from the Buddhist tradition is I try to say, well, this work is an answer or struggles with what question? And what was Dogen's great question? He never puts this explicitly, but what's the big background question if you were to try to say, well, what's the experience of reading Dogen? And I would say it's something like this. What happens to you when you take the Zen path? What is your mind on Zen? Zen does what to your very manner of consciousness? And that's part of what makes the Shobogen so difficult. There's also other technical difficulties. He alludes to traditions that might be very remote now. But the hardest thing is, if you have no sympathy for Zen practice, if you've never tasted Zen practice, there's an element of it that will always be very elusive. But what makes him so incredibly important right now? I think the prevailing mindset, who we think we are, what we imagine it is really to be a human being, has catapulted the entire Earth into a global crisis. And this has something directly to do with our sense of ourselves. And I would say it's insufficient to respond to the ecological crisis only by giving us new ideas or new information to consider.
New technology.
I think Tillerson gets it as wrong as wrong can be when he says the ecological crisis is an engineering challenge and an engineering problem. No. We have it because of how we think about engineering. I'm not going to blame engineering. I'm going to blame engineering minds.
Unless you want to apply the scientific approach to consciousness. So consciousness, engineering of proper consciousness is what we're after.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there is a real science of Zen in the deep sense of this is not mysticism. This is not magic thought. Zen is not magic. It's not supernatural. As the 10th Oxfording picture says, no spells, no magic, just teach the withered trees to bloom, to bring back what our mind is, to awaken us to what our mind is, to awaken us from the nightmare of what we thought it was.
Mm-hmm. So this is the thesis, again, stated, the thesis of the book. Can you go to the beginning? Do you remember the first idea you had that you could write a book looking at Snyder's epic poem, his use of Dogen, and the environmental situation we find ourselves in right now?
Yeah, I mean, I come at that. That's the great sea, and there's all these different tributaries in my own thinking and my own experience that led me to this sea. One, just loving Snyder, so always being favorably inclined to taking up in a serious way. Convinced that Snyder really is onto something that we won't fully appreciate in our generation. I think Snyder's accomplishment will come the next generation after, when it becomes even clearer to us how catastrophic the prevailing mindset and set of assumptions about what it is to be who we are becomes more apparent.
He said it would take 100 years.
He said it would take 100 years.
And I think he says that in the book. Does he say that in Mountains and Rivers?
It's going to take a long time. And we don't have a long time. And I don't sense that Snyder is optimistic that we'll figure it out in time. Or at least before we could prevent some really catastrophic things. I hope that's not true. But that's just a hope. That's not a conviction or a belief. Or certainly not how I would pose a hypothesis based on the prevailing evidence. Mm-hmm. Deeply entrenched is the mindset that we have to call into question. Mm-hmm. But it's becoming clear in my own Zen practice, on my own philosophical path, my own literary path, My own sense of growing up on the west coast of Turtle Island, and then after studying and teaching on the other side of the island, coming back to the west really is a place that, as a place, I think has certain openings and certain powers that speak very loudly to me from these perspectives.
Your penetration of Gary Snyder, it is so thorough and so intense and such a valuable gift to anyone interested in anything approaching this subject. And the fact that Gary helped promote the book at a reading in Grass Valley, it was his first public appearance in his county in 40 years.
Yes,
so
yes.
That speaks of some respect that he has for the work that you've done.
He's been very kind. I've been immensely grateful. The book is, in some ways, to take very seriously the kind of Zen backbone of Snyder's entire project and his entire sensibility. To my knowledge, that has not been done, certainly not in a book-length study. A couple of good articles out there, but really a serious, deep engagement, and then raising it unapologetically against the background of the Earth crisis. That's Snyder's great contribution, and I'm very grateful that he saw, at least in me, someone who appreciates what he's doing.
And is onto something.
It's onto something, yeah.
Especially the Dogen connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.